cannot believe that the wedding is almost here and we have paid all our bills.
Damn!
What?
Gina, it's a letter from the IRS, baby.
What does the government want with you?
I don't know, Gina. They must have saw me when I took that extra block of gum and cheese, baby.
You better open up that letter and see what they want. You know Uncle Sam doesn't play.
All right, let me think for a second. Let me think. Mr. Sam, man, I was gonna pay you your money, but the man that told me said.
Fire!
Okay, let me go and open it then. All right. Lieutenant. Yeah. Woo, woo, woo! Woo, woo, woo!
What? What is this?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The letter.
Oh, baby, check out what they said.
Due to an accounting error on our behalf, we haven't closed an additional income tax refund check in the amount of. $4,000, baby! Yes, Uncle!
We paid! We paid!
Boy.
Gina, give me the loot. Give me the loot. Okay. Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm gonna do something special for us.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna go out and buy a satellite dish.
Yeah.
A laser disc player, and I'm gonna get myself a whole new wardrobe, because I know you want your man looking good. Okay, what up, duh? Oh, it's like that. On the day, on the land.
Yeah. I do want you looking good, baby. But you know what I was thinking?
What, baby?
I think we should take this money, right?
Yeah, come on.
And you know, kind of invest it and make it work for us. You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're right. We got to be smart.
Ooh.
We got to be responsible, because that's a lot of dough, ain't it?
That's right.
There's a lot of kids ash. Right. Okay, Gina, I was thinking.
What?
We should go to Vegas. Put everything on black and take our chances, G. Okay, I'm gonna start packing. Let's do that.
Baby, I'm thinking more of like, you know, a solid investment. You know, Tommy says that he knows some people with connections.
You think Scoop Ball knows some people?
Yeah.
Let me think. Okay, you're right. Okay, you get Pam and them on the bat phone. Okay, I'll be right back.
Wait, baby, where you going?
I got to deposit this before the IRS find out about the government cheese. Okay?
Man is looking for something to invest in, huh?
Oh,
why don't you sell your clothes back to Baby Gap?
I'm gonna let that one slide, Scary Poppins. Must be hard on you at this time of year. Everybody mistaking you for the Easter Bunny. Where you stashing the eggs? Your humpy down. You snatched, huh?
So what you gonna do with your money, big time?
Oh, man. Funny you asked me that. Y'all don't think I'm crazy, but I was thinking about investing, opening, owning one day my own restaurant. Yes, because see, all the big stars have them. Oprah, Michael Jordan, y'all know he's back, and Denzel and all of them. What y'all think?
There's this restaurant right around the corner. It's been closed for about a year now. Maybe you can reopen it.
Man, he don't know nothing about running no restaurant.
See what I'm saying, Gina? Pure jealousy. It ain't fair. Tommy's got his 40 acres and his mule. How they gonna get mad at me for trying to do my own thing, get my own business, huh? How they gonna be mad at me,
Lord,
baby?
I'm about sick of your mouth.
Well, then you be sick of it, okay? Because when you shoot it at me,
money.
I shoot it back.
Now, $4,000 really isn't a lot of money to invest into a restaurant.
Okay, here it is. Check it out. I got it. Why don't we open up
a take-in restaurant.
Cole, a take-in restaurant?
Yeah. See, people bring their food in, and then we charge them to sit down. What you think about that, Martin?
I think he needs some damn help, Cole. Okay, and that's coming from where I'm coming from. Okay, now listen. Whew. What I think we should do is find some investors to put up the money, okay? All we got to do is kick back, wait for the money to roll in, everybody's getting paid. You pay, whether it's $4,000 or not, you know, boom. We paid, right. Everybody's cool. Right.
You know what? I know this African brother who specializes in helping people, you know, who want to open small businesses. Yeah. Now, I can arrange to have a meet us at the restaurant tomorrow.
What?
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, Tom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, ha! Okay, I got one more idea. Rent-a-spoons. Yeah, see? We serve them soup for free. Rent them spoons.
Woo! Yeah. What's up, baby?
Did I tell you you had one what? One more time?
Yeah, you did.
Did I tell you you had that? Well, guess what?
What's up, baby?
Look at me. Time's up.
It's all right.
I didn't try to go for his eye.
I know.
Are you seeing what I'm saying now?
Okay.
You're messing with investors.
Just let it go.
Everything's all right. Everything's fine.
I know what I'm talking about.
Rent 'em spoon. Okay.
Let's go back here. Okay. Back to Tommy's idea.
Tommy's idea.
The African man.
Yes, right.
All right, Tommy.
Yes.
Where you know this man from?
I don't actually know him personally. See, you know, some people at work turned me on to him.
Witherspoons!
Now, y'all know I'm a brother with good ideas.
That's right.
Okay? I got a dollar and a dream to make myself some cream. Okay? Are you down or what? Are you down?
I'll be down. Yeah. I'm gonna be right there when you fall flat on your face. Luckily for you, that's not too far to fall.
You just make sure that you tell Dino and your crew don't be eating up all the meat. You hear me?
Rent 'em spoons!
Well, I said move out the way. I can get it.
What?
Just move.
Well, then...
One, two, pow!
Oh.
Told you.
I knew them hoofs would come in handy, Gus. Check it out, y'all. Huh? Check it out. Welcome to my place. Welcome to Marty Mars Meatloaf and Waffle, baby. You like it?
Yes.
Gina. This is the beginning of a franchise. The future is now.
It's now. This place is straight nasty. Oh, but it's got your name written all over it, bro.
Oh, yeah, you got your work cut out for you, brother.
That's all right, because when we fix this place up, people going to be lined up waiting to get in this mug. Right. Ain't that right, babe?
Yeah, that is right. Now, Tommy. Huh? Where's your African money man?
He's not that late, man. He probably got deals all over town. Look, from what I hear, this brother is large.
What's happening, Martin?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
Cash rules everything around me. So let's go make the dollar dollar bill.
Stan, what are you doing here, man?
Well, Martin, when I heard that it was you who was looking to invest,
yeah.
I got right up out of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I told Myra, I said, hold that position. I will be back.
Wait a minute. Stan, uh-huh. You're the African brother with the investment hookups. This I gotta hear.
No, Gina, let's check the elements here. We got this nasty place, we got Martin's little ass, and then we got Stan on top of that. 1, 2, 3 strikes! I'm out.
I'll call you, baby. I guess it's true what they say, Tommy.
What's that?
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make her stay. Is that the thing I block?
Stan, what's up with the African gear, man?
Well, Tommy, you know, after I sold the radio station, I took the money and I went on back home, back to my roots.
Back to Africa? That's beautiful.
That is.
No, man, New York, on 25th Street. They were selling this stuff out in front of the Apollo. Now look at it. Look all right?
Stan, yeah, you look fly, man. Yeah, it's all that. But look, check it out. Sit on there.
Yeah, man.
So tell us, man, where have you been?
Well, for a moment there, I was laid up in the hospital, Martin.
Oh.
What? Really? What happened, Stan?
Well, you know, I was vacationing in Hollyweird. And I hitched this ride with these two brothers in this white Bronco, right? Turn around, man. 5-0 was on our asses. I checked out, and the next thing I know, I'm waking up in the hospital.
Well, you know, hey, we just glad you're all right. That's all we care about. We're really glad you're all right. So, let's talk business, Stan, okay?
Wait a minute. You know, baby, Stan, Martin and I have our whole life savings, you know, tied up into this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we kind of wanted this business to be, you know, legitimate. Legal. You know what I'm saying, Stan? Yeah, do you think what I'm talking about? Because I can't trust you.
Feelings.
You got a history.
Gina, look at me, Gina.
What?
The old Stan is gone, Gina. Hey. I've turned over a new leaf, Gina, I swear.
Oh, baby.
I have.
All right.
Yeah.
Martin, do me a favor. Go out there and tell that cabbie that you saw me go through the back door.
Just told my lady that you turned over a new leaf.
Hold on.
Wait a minute, Stan. This may sound like a dumb question, but how do you plan on investing in this restaurant and you can't pay your cab fare?
I can buy a whole franchise, chump. I just don't carry any small bills and T-Mobile.
Stan, you look like the man with the master plan, huh, Stan?
Yes.
Well, you know the way I see it, Stan?
Uh-huh.
All we have to do is clean this place up,
mm-hmm.
hire some employees, and it's all good.
Is
that what y'all thinking? I'm thinking...
Martin, you see, the problem with employees is that eventually you have to pay them. Now, Martin, what I was thinking was, hey, we don't need no employees because them is y'all and y'all is them.
Okay, everybody, we open the doors in 5 minutes.
Cole,
you know what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You the cook.
Yeah.
Baby, hit the kicking.
I'm there, baby.
Hit the kitchen.
I'm there, baby.
Okay.
Hey, yo, and by the way, y'all ain't had no meatloaf till you had Cole's special meatloaf. And since it's the grand opening, I'm gonna make it boneless.
I need you clean off the table.
Right.
Now, please, keep your head net on. I don't want no head chips in the food.
Man.
I'm just saying, it's real important to me.
Baby.
Real important.
What you want me to do?
Baby, you the hostess. Yeah, that's what I want you to do. I want you to be warm, friendly, and courteous.
I can do that.
You always could do that. You could do it. You could do it. Now, where's my waitress?
I am not putting this on.
All right, fine. You don't have to wear this now. But you're going to have to wear it on the weekend when you give the kids rides in the parking lot. You're going to have to wear it. Well, you're going to have to wear it. I mean, that's just how it is.
Welcome to Marty Mart's Meatloaf and Waffles. I will show you to your seats. They are right here.
Cole,
yo.
Did you take care of the coupons like I asked you?
Yes, I did. I made them up and passed them out myself.
Woo!
It's
man, you coming through when you supposed to come through.
That's right.
Sorry about that stuff earlier.
Don't worry about it.
Okay? But look, you keep this up, you may get a raise. Shh. Don't tell nobody.
Okay?
All right. What y'all want? All we got is meatloaf.
I'll have 12 meatloaf and waffle platters and a diet root beer.
Good looking out on a diet root beer, bro.
Shoot, I don't want nothing to eat. At least nothing that's on that menu anyway.
Look here, little bro.
Yeah.
You see, the ladies take it now,
huh? Uh-huh.
So why don't you respect mine and enjoy your meal, all right? You have a nice one, okay?
Pick up 14!
Ooh, all right, yeah.
Come here, baby. Look at us. We are in business. I can't believe it.
All right, look at the folks that's in the back, huh? Hip-hop, yeah. Baby, what? Who said I don't know nothing about running a restaurant? Who said that?
Not me.
Hey, just listen to old Marty Marr, and everything will run smooth like butter.
Hey, man. Hold on. Baby, hot pot coming through. Excuse me. Yeah, brother, what's happening?
Where's my butter, man?
Okay, you want the parquet or the...
Excuse me, let me
set the pot there. Okay, sister, I'm coming on the rack.
We ain't seen no menu, Jeff. What's up with that?
Okay,
Hey, come here. I asked you for my water 10 minutes ago, okay?
Okay,
you
well, need water's to coming, okay?
You need to
drink
it.
Baby,
there's nowhere else to sit these people. Where are they going to sit?
Okay, baby, give me the menu. Okay, I got the brother here with the butter on, and she wants the menu. Come on across, man. I'm so sorry for all of this. Come on, brothers, come on through. Excuse me, man. All right, now, sister, you there? Brother, you down there?
But it's our anniversary.
Oh, wow, congratulations. How long you been together?
20 years.
What? Well, time for you to meet new people. Step on down this way, brother. Okay, brother, did you get your butter? Is that cool?
No, and can I get another meatloaf?
Yeah, you want one more meatloaf? Okay, that's coming right up on you. We need one more meatloaf, Cole. Brother over there wants more.
We ran out of meat a long time ago. You don't want to know what I'm using instead.
Cole? I ain't into that. Huh? Handle your business.
Okay. My look, man. The dishwasher's broken.
Tommy, you look like Mr. Clean. Bust some suds, man.
Hey, bust some suds.
Come on.
Just in case you haven't noticed, this place is packed. Can I get some help here?
Hey, look, don't start with me right now.
Look, man, I don't understand it, but we out of food, man. We out of meat, everything.
What you mean, man? Well, then go buy some more, Cole. You see, the place is crowded. We should be getting paid, man.
Baby, there's no money. Everybody's paying with these.
Cole.
Yes.
You made up the coupons, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Just like you said, 5 for 1, right?
Five. Oh! I didn't say... Cole, I said 2 for 1, man.
Cole!
Look, this don't make... You know what? This is the dumbest thing you've ever done, man.
No, actually, the dumbest thing I did, right, kid, was remember when
Cole, look, kill that, man. Just kill that. So everybody's in here eating on me.
Yep.
That's it. I'm paying for all this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I could go for it. Everybody, how you doing?
Hey,
is the food good?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you may say it's delicious, huh? Did you get your water?
I got my water.
What? Are the prices right for you?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's right. Well, on behalf of Marty Mars, Meatloaf and Waffle, get out! Get your asses out! Man, 4G's gone. Just like that.
This is the fastest opening and closing of a business in history.
Thought that meatloaf was gonna take me places.
Damn, sure took me places.
The only one that made some money was Pam from her tips.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know what? The only way the rest of us gonna make any money if we get the hell up out of here. That's what I'm feeling.
Maybe you should try insurance fraud, Martin. Dig it, man. Hey, a can of gasoline, a match, and our problems are solved.
Stan, we done told you about all that. Excuse me. Is this the meatloaf and waffle joint I've been hearing so much about?
Yeah, that's the meatloaf and waffle joint, brother. But we closed. We out of business, bro. Out of business.
Well, good.
Because if I can't get something to eat, maybe I just buy the joint.
Well, have a seat, my brother.
Oh, man, it's a businessman. Get him a seat. It's a businessman. It's a businessman. Cole, we should have one more waffle
yes,
left, okay? You like Tangeray sauce on your waffle?
Man, I'm not hungry, man. I'm looking for something to invest in. How much you pay for this joint?
$4,000. Man, how you gonna go? He a businessman. How you gonna say $10,000 on the
Hold on. $10,000, man. That's a little steep.
Martin, man, you the man. He would have bought it for $4,000.
Man, he got to hold out, man. This cat looks like he got a whole lot of money, man.
Yeah, we
gotta take him for all his worth, Martin. We ain't got no money.
All right. Let me take a look at him. Hold on. Yeah. All right. Okay. Come on. Okay. Brother, how much did you say you buy this place for?
I give you $5,000.
So, bam! You know, and check it out. I'm even gonna throw in a waitress. Not only does she take orders, but she can catch the hell out of a frisbee. Can't she, y'all?
How you doing, Miss Lady?
How you doing?
What you got there?
No. Can't touch this.
It's all good.
So, brother, what you plan on doing with the place now that you have it?
I'm investing some, rental spoons.
Luckily for you, that ain't too far to fall.
You know, I hope when I hire you, you don't make those same skunk noises.